Yes, I have noticed that the juice is quite orange. So let me ask you, which is actually better, drinking the juice or eating the berries?
Wow, a lot of people have that same exact question. You know, the goji juice has really been hyped a lot, and you see people selling goji juice everywhere. Think about any fruit, such as apples, and squish them and juice them, then you have apple juice.
Right.
It's exactly the same with goji berries. Now, what's the difference between apples and apple juice? Well, you bite into an apple, and for some people who don't have any teeth, that's really difficult. So I would say if you're a person with no teeth and you wanted apples, then I would suggest drinking apple juice.
Yeah, and apples have much more roughage, which your digestion needs too.
Yeah, apples are full of fiber, so eating an apple, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right.
Okay, how about a goji berry a day keeps the doctor away, or how about 50 goji berries a day
keeps the
doctor away?
Oh, that's more like
it. Yeah. Okay, but my point here is that there's not a lot of difference nutritionally between eating the fruit and drinking the juice. However, there is certainly fiber that you get from eating the actual fruit, as well as pleasure. Now, let's not forget about the pleasure of eating the actual food. And there's also pleasure in drinking the juice. Think about goji berries versus goji juice. Now, if you've had both, you know that goji berries are pretty yummy. And goji juice is, well, let's just say that drinking it by itself without mixing it with other juices is somewhat of a trial, a sore trial. You know, it's not that easy. Now, you can easily choke it down. You can knock it back so that you don't have to taste it. It's not the best taste in the world, but it's not the worst either.
Yeah, I've tasted it, and yeah, it takes all getting used to, for sure.
It's kind of medicinal.
Yes.
Now think about it. This is why many companies mix goji juice with other juices, because it's not the greatest taste in the world. Have 1 ounce and pretty powerful. You can make your own goji juice from berries.
You can.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. It's not hard at all. In fact, you can take a glass of water, throw some berries in there, and drink that water, because all the good nutrition from the berries leaches out into your water, so you're drinking a very mild goji juice all day. That's a great way to have goji.
It's like kind of a goji tea, really.
Sure, and you can make goji tea, of course. Just throw some berries in hot water and drink that, or you can throw them in with any of your favorite teas, like green tea. That's a great combination. It's really full of antioxidants then. So, you know, another thing to think about is, how do people make goji juice? What kind of berries do they put in it? How good are the berries? Are they black? Are they moldy? Are they rotten?
When in the juice, you know, they could play all kinds of games with the quality of the berries, and you'll never know because you can't see the berries.
That's right. You can't really see. And goji juice comes out kind of murky and dark. It's not bright red. It's not even orange. It's kind of brownish. So you really can't tell. That's just another consideration. Now, you know, I don't think for a minute that people are putting bad berries in there. All I'm saying is that when you have a handful of beautiful red goji berries,
you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting,
yeah.
Especially if you've seen their organic certificate.